How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Can you hear me playing? What is your name?
Lakeisha Cherry.
Okay, Ms. Cherry, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing this morning, okay? She'll be the next voice that you hear.
Okay, Ms. Cherry, if you could wait just about 30 seconds to give me time to fill out some paperwork here.
Okay.
And I would need to start your hearing. Okay, almost there.
All right.
Okay. Cherry, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Lakeisha Redmond Cherry, 203730.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 17th. You signed a paper that day, you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are conducting the hearing today, and if you look to your right, so my left, is right across the gap here from me is the Honorable David Neal. And right next to me on the other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for this hearing today. We also have with us in the room We also have Mr. Turner, who is with the Department of Correction. I just don't know how to make it go to the other view. Mr. Turner's with the Department of Corrections. We're figuring out a way to show you Mr. Turner on camera. And he is, he's with Community Corrections, and, okay, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, we're messing with the equipment, and we probably shouldn't.
Technical.
There it is. It worked. Okay.
Oh,
there's Mr. Turner, and he's with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So, Ms. Cherry and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Cherry?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Turner.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Cherry, the hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay? All right, so here we'll start phase one, and here's the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to be at your approved residence at 7308 West Peck Drive in Glendale for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 20th, 2017, as verbally directed on September 21st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Cherry, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, Ms. Cherry. Based on Ms. Cherry's admission, then, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, and agreed Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Cherry, we'll go to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be back in just a minute to ask you some questions. Okay, Ms. Cherry?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Ms. Cherry was released from ADC custody on 9/11/2017 and arrested on 6/4/2018 by Phoenix PD on new misdemeanor charges of shoplifting, removal of goods, assault, failure to pay fine. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6/29/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/26/2018 with 227 absconded days. Current conviction 2014, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2005, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, commitment B, count one, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2004, commitment C, count one, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2008, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is her fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 440. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 27 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2014, TIS release, completed 7 months. Disciplinary is moderate with assault on an inmate, disorderly conduct, and finding noted. Other arrests, 1996, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, marijuana violation, Arizona, unknown. 2012, burglary third degree, Arizona, unknown. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, unknown. She has a GB score of G5, V4. Status of charges, charges are currently pending.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Ms. Cherry. We have just a brief written, very brief written summary of your supervision. It looks like you were living at 7308 West Peck in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you stay there?
Well, I stayed from the moment that I was released, and maybe about October. It was right before I was supposed to see my parole officer that me and my mom had a little altercation, and I had left. But I forgot that I was supposed to contact my parole officer before leaving.
Right. It looks like it was around October 20th or so, 20th, 19th. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then where'd you go when you left there?
So I went to live with my aunt in South Phoenix.
Okay. And did you stay there the whole rest of the time then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you just forgot you were supposed to let your PO know about that?
Well, I didn't know that it would be a violation if I was to just leave and go stay with my aunt. I thought if I left on my PR that I was supposed to report my address change.
Right. Well, you had just signed the conditions of supervision, which indicate that you know if you change your place of residence, that you'll let your PO know. So that was the problem.
It slipped my mind like in the heat of the moment, you know. I just kind of slipped my mind that I was supposed to notify Ms. Palmer about my address change.
What did you and your mom argue about?
About me throwing away old clothes and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, I was just looking for the condition. It says, if displaced or discharged from the approved residence, I will report by 8 a.m. the next workday to the Western Regional Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street. And you initialed it. So, anyway, that was the reason that was a problem. And you were also, it looks like, were you working or looking for work?
Yeah, I was working. I was doing babysitting jobs and I was doing yard work. But I was also applying with Cafe Valley, what's that, Gatorade, what's another one, Upper Crust Bakery.
Okay. So you do restaurant kind of work or?
Well, it was a warehouse.
Gatorade
is a warehouse. And Upper Crust Bakery is a warehouse as well.
Okay, but just so you can see, it sounds like it's a restaurant, but I guess it's a warehouse. You would think it was a restaurant, but okay, who knew?
I know.
Okay, and then for programming, it looks like you had one negative UA task, and then of course the other one you missed on the 26th of October, but that was after you had left. So when you left your mom's home, then you quit calling in the task? Is that what happened?
Well, see, and then I was under the assumption, well, I didn't assume, but I had a misunderstanding about when my parole date was over with, so...
Okay.
I thought it was like at the end of October that I was done with parole, but then I found out later that it was in February.
Okay, so you thought you were done with your supervision, and that's why you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So will you, I see that Mr. Turner gave us your history, and it looks like you have quite a few dangerous drug or marijuana convictions. Were you using drugs while you were on supervision?
No, I wasn't using drugs at all. I actually completed a WIR program here
while
in Perryville.
Okay. Yeah, what did you think of that program?
I think it's really good. It has a good success rate.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear. And so you've stayed clean now?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your plan about that when you get out? Because you're getting out pretty soon here.
I'm going to go with Choices for SMI, and I'm going to get with the case manager there and have a choice with me with all my SMI paperwork and stuff so I can get on SSID and get into my apartment and stuff like that, and then I'm going to go to an NA and AA program.
Good, good. Okay, well, it sounds like you've kind of got it figured out here. And what happened that caused the Phoenix PD to arrest you? What would happen that day?
Well, a girlfriend of mine, she and I were inside of the store, and there were some items taken, and upon the clerk confronting her, I kind of like stepped in and was trying to defend her, and then me and the clerk got into a fight and stuff like that, so I was charged with an assault, but they gave me time served on that, and the shoplifting as well.
Oh, so that's already been resolved then?
Yeah, that's been resolved, as well as the dangerous, or the drug paraphernalia, all three charges were time served.
Okay, all right, so you got time served on that. But then you didn't take the stuff, you said your friend took the stuff?
Yeah, but since we were together, I guess it's like guilty by association or
right.
Something like that.
That is how it works, okay. Well, Ms. Cherry, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Okay.
And I also see Mr. Turner has something to add. Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Yes, if I could read a few notes from
Please.
The minutes.
Thank you.
On 10/27/2017, P.O. Palmer attempted a contact visit with the offender Cherry, 203-703. When the P.O. arrived, the offender was not present. P.O. Palmer spoke with the offender's mother, Deborah. She indicated that the offender had not been there for three nights. She also stated that she thinks that she thinks the offender is using meth again. P.O. Palmer sent a text message to the offender during the visit. The offender failed to respond to her text. On 10/31/2017, P.O. Palmer called the offender's sponsor, Mother Deborah. She indicated that the offender is still not returned home. The offender has not returned any of her phone calls either. P.O. Palmer again advised the sponsor to have the offender call P.O. if she would end report. On 11/9/2017, the Absconder Reduction Program letters were mailed to the following addresses: 7308 West Peck Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85303, and 8502 North 67th Avenue, number 223, Glendale, Arizona, 85302, and 317 East Berridge Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Cherry, you said you were living in South Phoenix with your aunt, and that wouldn't have been any of those addresses. Did you ever receive one of those absconder reduction letters?
No, not at all.
No, okay, all right. Okay, well, Ms. Cherry, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of while we're talking that you think the board should know?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Sure. Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
So, Ms. Terry, you were out on supervision three other times. Two of the times you completed. In 07, you did 1 month. Then in 014, you did 7 months. But in 10, you absconded for 27 days. So I would think you know that you would have to get a hold of your PO. Why did you go 227 days without contacting your PO?
Like I said, I was under the impression that I was off of parole about October 30th.
And what day did that?
Then I later found out that I wasn't off of parole until February. So, you know, with me thinking that I was out of control, that's a lot of the reason why I didn't contact my parole officer.
So what made you think you was going to be off on October 30th?
I have no idea. I thought the paperwork said that I had like maybe 2 months of parole.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you.
Alright.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ms. Cherry, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So the three of us will discuss this now, and all we ask is that you just remain on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Cherry.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Ms. Cherry had a couple of misunderstandings about the end of her supervision date and also the fact that she moved and changed her residence without notifying her parole officer, and that resulted in an abscond period of 227 days. Just based on the fact that she doesn't seem able to follow the conditions of supervision, the conditions that she signed, I'm not saying there's a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to input from our board members. Okay. Based on information in warrant 2017W3710, a conversation with Ms. Cherry and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Cherry was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company specifically by absconding for 227 days, during which time her parole officer had no idea what she was doing.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Cherry, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I certainly hope that you're serious about stopping using drugs. You heard that, you know, you've got a long history of drug use, and that's one of those things. You have to make up your mind if you're going to stop. But I think you know if you keep it up, it'll keep getting you back in here again. And I just don't think it's a place you want to be. So we're showing you with a release date of September 26th of this year, which is not, what, a month and maybe 6 weeks away or so. And at that point, you'll be released. You won't have a parole officer at all. So you'll be able to do whatever you want. And we wish you the best and really do hope that you're able to conquer your drug problem. So this concludes your hearing. It ends your hearing, and if you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Ms. Cherry.
God bless you.
Thank you.